It's Thursday, August 28th, and I am Leonard Whitbien with your news at 7 a.m. Starting the 1st of September, the Petroleum Upstream Unit will engage stakeholders on the draft National Upstream Local Content Policy. Carlo McLeod, Presidential Special Advisor, says the program aims to guarantee that local citizens benefit from the oil and gas sector.
The main objectives of the outreach are to first consult, second to inform, and thirdly to listen. We want to raise awareness about the draft National Upstream Local Content Policy and to gather feedback from the communities as well as the stakeholders by building a shared understanding of how the policy can best serve Namibians. The consultation will commence in the Karas region, starting in Lüderitz on the 1st of September, followed by Ketmanshoop before extending to other regions across the country to ensure that all areas are engaged in this important dialogue.
NAMPOST has moved to clear up uncertainty surrounding the National Social Welfare Cash Grant payments set to begin in October. The payments will be distributed through NAMPOST post offices and mobile teams nationwide, according to spokesperson Gladwin Groenewald.
Grant beneficiaries should provide a national identity document or passport to register for grant payments through in-branch post office registration at any of NAMPOST's 136 service points nationwide, which will commence in October 2025. First in-branch payment to take place in November 2025. Out-of-branch recipients will be registered upon receiving their first payment in November 2025.
Building materials meant for 9 prefabricated houses at the Trans-Kalahari and Mamuno border post have remained exposed for 3 years after the contractor abandoned the project. According to News on One's Josia Shueda, the National Council Standing Committee on Home Affairs, Security, Constitutional and Legal Affairs revealed this during a follow-up visit to border posts.
The houses, fully funded by NAMRA, were intended to address shortage of accommodation faced by staff following the operational shift of the one stop border post between Namibia and Botswana. Contractor was supposed to build 30 prefabricate houses, of which 21 are complete, while 9 are outstanding. The committee's chairperson, Andreas Amunjidi, described the site as disappointing, noting that large quantities of material remained piled up in the open without protection.
Continentally, gunmen killed at least 2 people and abducted over 100, mostly women and children, in an attack in Nigeria's Zamfara state, local officials and community leaders told Reuters. Zamfara, a hotspot for bandit attacks in northwestern Nigeria, has seen travel and farming become increasingly dangerous. Between July last year and June this year, at least 4,722 people were abducted, according to SBM Intelligence. The top U.S. diplomat in Denmark has been summoned by the Nordic country's foreign minister after he reports that American citizens have been spying in Greenland. The covert operations were allegedly U.S. attempts to interfere with Greenlandic and Danish politics, as our correspondent Ross Cullen reports.
This latest incident comes after months of pressure from Washington, where President Trump has said on numerous occasions that he would like to annex the huge Arctic island, which is a self-governing territory of Denmark. The country's prime minister, Frederiksen, told U.S. Senate representatives on Wednesday that the alleged interference was unacceptable, and the Danish defense minister said he would remind the U.S. that, quote, Denmark is a very, very close ally of the U.S. and should be respected as such. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.